Good morning. It's Monday, May 18th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, two fighter jets collided mid-air during a dramatic airshow accident in Idaho on Sunday. The U.S. Navy confirmed that two E-18G Growler aircraft crashed while performing an aerial demonstration at the Gunfighter Skies airshow near Mountain Home Air Force Base. All four crew members safely ejected and are reported to be in stable condition. Officials say the crash sparked a fire and forced the cancellation of the rest of the event. Investigators are now working to determine what caused the collision. The aircraft belong to an electronic attack squadron based in Washington State, and each jet is valued at around $67 million. The incident has renewed attention on safety risks during military air demonstrations. Another news. A major rail strike threatening travel across New York City may now be heading toward a resolution. Workers on the Long Island Railroad walked off the job Saturday after negotiations over wages and work rules collapsed, marking the system's first strike in more than 30 years. The shutdown disrupted weekend travel and raised fears of severe Monday commuting delays for hundreds of thousands of passengers. Late Sunday, a federal mediation agency stepped in and ordered both sides back to the bargaining table. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority warned there is no substitute for the rail line and urged commuters to work remotely if possible. Union leaders say years without wage increases pushed workers to act, while transit officials insist budget pressures limit what they can offer. Another news. Pressure is rising again in the Middle East as Donald Trump warned Iran that the clock is ticking to end the ongoing conflict. In a message posted Sunday, the U.S. president said Iran must move quickly or face devastating consequences. The warning came after talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and reports that negotiations with Tehran had stalled. Iranian media claim Washington rejected several key demands, including an end to military operations and guarantees against future attacks. Trump has recently hinted he may accept a temporary suspension of Iran's nuclear program rather than a permanent shutdown. Meanwhile, tensions around the Strait of Hormuz continue to shake global energy markets, with oil prices remaining volatile as both sides remain locked in a diplomatic deadlock. Around the world, regional tensions spread further across the Gulf on Sunday after drone incidents were reported in both the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia. UAE officials said a drone strike caused a fire near the Barakah nuclear power plant, though authorities stressed there was no radioactive leak or injuries. Saudi Arabia also reported intercepting three drones entering from Iraqi airspace. The incidents come as negotiations to end the Iran conflict remain stalled despite an uneasy ceasefire. The International Atomic Energy Agency called for maximum military restraint near nuclear facilities, while Emirati officials warned they reserved the right to respond to what they described as terrorist attacks. Analysts say the attacks highlight the growing risk that regional infrastructure and energy facilities could become targets as the crisis drags on. Another news. Fighting between Israel and Hezbollah intensified again over the weekend despite a fragile ceasefire in Lebanon. Israeli airstrikes hit multiple locations in southern and eastern Lebanon on Sunday, while Hezbollah dismissed ongoing U.S.-backed negotiations as a dead end. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the military was continuing operations to protect border communities and counter Hezbollah drone attacks. Lebanon state media reported evacuation warnings and additional strikes near the coastal city of Sidon. Hezbollah lawmakers accused Lebanese authorities of making concessions to Israel and insisted the group would not agree to disarm. The latest violence follows recent ceasefire extension talks in Washington, but continued exchanges of fire suggest the truce remains highly unstable and the risk of broader escalation is still present. Another news. French investigators say around 10 new suspected victims have come forward in a growing probe linked to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Paris prosecutors opened the human trafficking investigation earlier this year after the U.S. released additional files connected to Epstein's network. Authorities are now examining whether crimes involving French citizens or facilitators took place in France. Prosecutor Laure Becquoil said investigators are reviewing Epstein's computers, phone records, and address books while also seeking international assistance. Some alleged victims are expected to meet investigators in Paris in the coming weeks. The case also overlaps with past allegations involving former modeling agents Gerald Marie and Jean-Luc Brunel. French officials say no potential suspects have yet been formally questioned as the investigation continues to expand. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.